Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you, producer, everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. Boy, we've had ourselves quite a start to this week. Another Phillies win last night, which was huge to get that win 5-2 down in Miami. Kirk Ewing with his first career save. I like that last night. Trey Turner stays hot and making a case for the National League All-Star team once again with his offense. And I would say overall slightly improved defense on the year. So good win by the Phillies, 5 in a row. They've cut the deficit in the NL East to 2 games, 3 more in Miami. Mets are in Atlanta for 3. And then we see the Mets here this weekend. So it should be fun. Yesterday, of course, top 11-week stuff got started. A lot of Jalen Hurst debate. We'll continue that in the midday show today, where he belongs, where he ranks. I had him at 9. Hugh had him at 2. Kyle had him off the list. So a lot to discuss there. But, you know, with these top 11 lists, and when the afternoon show asked us, as, you know, their teammates here, to fill out our own list, and they're going to compile them all together and create the official top 11 heading into 2025, or in, you know, in within 2025, I, of course, fill my list out. But like with any list, right, if you have to make a list of 10 or, in this case, 11, you're going to have the next few. Or you're going to have who you just left off, the honorable mention, whatever. So, I said, let's continue the list. So I have in front of me here my number 12 through 20. Right, the top. So in these are the next names, the next group that didn't quite make my top 11. If you missed my top 11, unveiled it yesterday, midday show, you can watch the clip on YouTube, go back in the Odyssey app, podcast, however you like to consume the shows. If you miss them live, it's all there for you. So any way you choose to see it or listen to it is awesome. But here's what I came up with. Here are my top 11 athletes in Philadelphia sports right now. Number one, Saquon Barkley. I don't think it's a question. He's the best athlete in the town. He's the best player in the town. He just did something that is exceedingly rare. I think he could do it again. Many disagree. We shall see. But he's a special athlete at the height of his powers. Number two, Zach Wheeler. I had him one last year. Only a historic Saquon season could knock him down. It's been very few athletes have been this consistently excellent year in, year out of their career in Philadelphia. Zach Wheeler is one of those guys. He's number two overall for me. Number three, Jalen Carter. Best player at his position in the NFL, or right there, maybe number two behind Chris Jones. Number four, A.J. Brown. Number five, Kyle Schwarber. Number six, Lane Johnson. Number seven, Jordan Mailata. Number eight, Bryce Harper, who fell pretty seriously over the last year. Number nine, Jalen Hurts. Number 10, Zach Bond. Number 11, Cooper DeJean. So that's how I did my list. That's my 1 through 11. But I did have, you know, I probably bounced around 5 more names. I at least thought about 5 more names that I could have put into my top 5. And I did not do it. I didn't do it for a variety of reasons, whether it be I just thought, you know, Bond and DeJean deserved it more. Whether or not I just thought these guys weren't quite top 11 worthy. It doesn't mean they're not excellent players. It doesn't mean they're not worthy of conversation. So here's what I did. I have in front of me my 12 through 20, the next 9 names that I wrote down, and because I kind of workshopped. Really, I thought the top 10 on my list all had to be on the list. Like, there just was no question. It was a matter of order, but I couldn't make my top 11 without the first 10 people in some order. And then Cooper DeJean became a hard sticking point and a hard decision at number 11, right? And so then after I wrote my first 10, I was like, all right, who's going to be 11? And then I started writing all these names down. I had to pick out who I wanted of all those guys. And I ended up with Cooper DeJean. But the names I'm going to mention to you now all were, at least I would say the next 4 or 5 or 6, all I thought about. I thought about them in some capacity. Maybe I thought about them like they'll be there next year. Maybe I thought about them and like, wow, I'm really living them off. I thought about them. They were all in my head. So let's roll through them. My next nine, my 12 through 20 in Philadelphia sports right now. Number 12, Devonta Smith. Devonta Smith fell off the list for really, it's not his fault. I'll put it that way. Devonta Smith's a tremendous player. Really, I think an underrated player in the NFL. A couple of things worked against him this year compared to past years. One, the Eagles are more of a run-based team, so his numbers fell. He's the second receiver on a run-based team. Now, it's a great team. It's a Super Bowl champion team, but he's the number two receiver on a run-based team. So that worked against him. Also working against him was the addition of Saquon Barkley to Philadelphia sports and what he did, and the addition of Zach Bond. I mean, two all-pros arrived jumping him, and I thought Cooper DeJean's impact on the better side of the football for the Eagles just was a slight jump over Devonta Smith in his first year in the NFL. Devonta went at number 12. Number 13, a lot of people thought that Quinyon Mitchell should have been on my list over Cooper DeJean, that Quinyon's the better player. I'm not necessarily sure that's true. Quinyon is certainly an excellent player, and I think he's a more traditional player, but I put Cooper ahead because of his versatility and obviously the touchdown in the Super Bowl, but Quinyon Mitchell at number 13 on my list. Number 14, I had Landon Dickerson, who, you know, I saw yesterday. I love Ike. Ike's the best. Oh, the whole Eagles offensive line at number two, I mean, that gives you extra spots. I mean, I always say this about NBA fans. You know, the hardcore NBA fans who love to debate top fives, top tens, they can't count. They have like 15 top five players. And, you know, I saw Ike's list yesterday, which was a fun list. But he's got like 14 or 15 people because he's got the whole Eagles offensive line at number two. I didn't do that, obviously. I have my lot. I have Lane. I think they're the best Eagles offensive linemen. But Dickerson's a really, really excellent player and is off to a great start. Last year, great start in his career. Last year, he became the highest paid guard in NFL history. Well-deserved. And he's going to be a star here for a long time. Dickerson came in on 14 on my list. Number 15, I put Tyrese Maxey. So I've you know, this is not an anti-Sixers thing in general. I've had Sixers on the list before. You know, some years I've had two or three Sixers. Maxey, I believe, was on my list last year. But the bottom line is the team won 20-something games. And we're questioning the fit now long-term of Tyrese Maxey. He is a really good player. But we could be honest, he didn't have a great year last year. I mean, he just didn't. I know he had the finger injury at the end, so he only played 52 games. But if you look at his year last year, his field goal percentage dropped. It's dropped actually in four straight years. He went from being a 48% field goal guy to a 48.5, 48.1, 45, 43. Now, that is coincided with more three-pointers attempted, and three-pointers are generally going to be made less than two-pointers. So he took less two-pointers last year and more three-pointers. It kind of evens itself out. You could look at effective field goal percentage if you want to look at that. But even that, 3 years running, his effective field goal percentage has gone from 56% to 52 to 51. I don't think he's been as efficient the more he's been asked to carry the load. His free throw attempts are rising, which is good, 5.6 over 5.4. Look, he's a really good player. You know, averaged about three rebounds a game. He averages about six assists a game. His steals went up last year, which I like. His blocks stayed the same. Turnovers went up. I think he's really good. I think we may have, you know, 2 years ago, it looked like he was about to become special. Like he took that Jalen Hurts leap to special when he averaged 25.9 points a game, most improved player, all-star. Last year, he was on a team that was wretched. I mean, the Sixers last year won 24 basketball games, and Maxey's numbers went backwards, and he had a finger injury. I got to be fair. He fell off the list. I mean, it doesn't mean he can't get back on, but he fell off the list. All right, number 16. Maxey was 15. So it went Devonta 12, Quinyon 13, Dickerson 14, Maxey 15. I just put Joel Embiid at 16. He's disqualified from my top 10 until he plays more games. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, next year, I think there's going to be a real chance. By merit, he's not even a top 20 athlete anymore. But last year was a joke in every way possible. It was a joke. He played 19 basketball games last year. 19 basketball games. His team won 24 games. His points per game dropped by 10 points per game. He was a shell of himself last year. His field goal percentage as a big man was 44%. He shot 29% from three. He was terrible last season in every way, shape, or form. He has played over the last 2 years 58 total regular season basketball games. He's played less than 40 games in back-to-back years. you know, I put him here almost as a lifetime achievement and a respect thing that I even thought of his name. But if you just arrived here 2 years ago and you watched him play the 1 year and then ended hobbled and ended the way they did in the playoffs, and then you watched him play last year, plus you throw in the fact that Tyrese and other maybe other people there were upset at his work ethic and coming back, and you know the whole operation last year and the Olympics, you'd say, well, I'm not putting this guy on my list. Like, we're doing it because we know who he was, not because we know what he is now. So I put him at 16. I don't even like him there. I almost wish I didn't do it, but I'm here now. He's at 16 on my list. Number 17, Michkov from the Flyers. A lot of people said he should have been on the top 10s. I think that's just probably because we want to be positive about the Flyers and say he belongs and all that, and kind of look forward. Look, he had a tremendous and really promising rookie season, right? 63 points. I think there's a real, you know, case to be made. He's going to be the real deal and be part of the solution to get the Flyers back to excellence. And I'm excited to watch him play. I'm excited to take my kids to a Flyers game next year. And I already see some kids, you know, my kids and my son's baseball team and his friends, and we're in Michkov jerseys. So it's cool to have a Flyer kind of back in the mix here. I didn't think quite top 10 off a non-playoff season and a non, you know, all-time rookie year. Not already, not in a town with a Super Bowl champion football team and a baseball team that's a perennial playoff contender. Not yet, but he's at number 17 on my list. All right, number 18, I'm buying what I saw in the second half last year. I believe in him. I believed in him from the day they drafted him. I thought he'd be a star. He was on my big board on one of the first WIP dailies we recorded a couple years ago. I have Nolan Smith at number 18. And you might say, well, Joe, his regular season, his accomplishments pale in comparison to maybe a guy you have at 19 coming up. And that's fine. You could say that. But in the biggest, I mean, he had one of the most impactful postseasons you're ever going to see an edge rusher have. I mean, that's how good he was in the postseason. He was awesome. I still think about that sack he had on Jordan Love where he bent the edge and then he came back around. This guy's a player. I think, you know, when you're going to start seeing those lists come out this summer of breakout stars, breakout all pros, pro bowlers, he's going to be on those lists because he could definitely have a double-digit sack season this year. I think he's ready. Now, the only pause I have on him, not his size, it's the continued injury issues. Right? It was his shoulder his rookie year, and that set him back. And then last year, he tore his triceps in the Super Bowl, and that has obviously impacted his, you know, this offseason and getting ready for this coming season. And he was in a brace still at minicamp and all that. So I hope strength-wise, because, you know, every offseason as an edge or an offensive lineman, defensive line, you're building your strength. Not just your endurance, but your strength for the coming season. And I hope he wasn't set back or is it set back too far in his overall strength. Because by the end last year, he was power speed. Not just speed, he was power speed. And I hope we don't see the impact of his power. But I'm a fan, and I have him at number 18. Number 19, you're probably waiting to see if he'd made my list at all. He did. Number 19 is Trey Turner. Trey Turner, I feel like this season from day one has been more consistent, better approach to the plate, just a better overall day-to-day hitter than he has been in his first couple years of Philly. The defense, while there have been some pretty terrible gaffes, a couple of them, it's been overall more consistent. He has been more solid. This is the Trey Turner I think a lot of people expected, hoped for, now as a leadoff hitter for the Phillies. I have been overall through, what are we at now? 70-something games. Where are the Phillies? The Phillies are, I think, 43-29. So they've played 72 baseball games. So we're 9 games away from the midway mark here on the season. So, you know, through almost halfway through the year, I feel much better about Trey than I did at any point in the last couple years. He makes the list. He is at number 19 on my top 20. And the last one, I had a tough time with this. And I know DeCamera put Ranger Suarez, obviously at times could pitch really well as he has to start this year, started last year. We've seen big postseason moments. But I put a Jesus Luzardo. I also thought about Christopher Sanchez. I thought about another Phillies pitcher here. I went with Luzardo because of upside, because in 80-something percent of his starts so far this year, he's been dominant. I love what he did against the Cubs' last outing with the double-digit strikeouts. He is a high upside potential playoff performer for the Phillies. I am a fan. I do believe he was probably tipping pitches, and the other team had a tell on him in the Milwaukee and Toronto series. I think he's the real deal if he stays healthy. Could be a great trade by Dombrowski long-term and short-term. He's number 20. So here's how I rounded out my list. My top 11 obviously was Saquon, Wheeler, Carter, Jalen Carter, A.J. Brown, Kyle Schroeder. Those were the top five. Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, Bryce Harper, 6 through 8. Jalen Hurts at 9. Zach Bond at 10. Cooper Ejean at 11.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now, I rounded it out. These are the other names I wrote down. 12 through 20. Devontae Smith, Quinyon Mitchell, Landon Dickerson, Tyrese Maxey, Joel Embiid, Matej Mishkov, Nolan Smith, Trey Turner, Jesus Luzardo. Those are who I believe right now are the 20 best players in Philadelphia sports. Who did I miss? Who did you have on? Who I didn't? I know the Hurts thing is obviously an interesting subject for a lot of people where he belongs. I think 9 is more than fair after the year he had last year. In my eyes. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out. Watch the show live. Again, the Odyssey app. I have an email newsletter you could get every single day for free. joe-gilio-sports@beehiv.com. Just send me a note. I'll send you a link if you don't want to type all that in. But I appreciate everyone being part of it all on WIP Daily.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.